Hello and welcome to the S Word Live. My name is Renee Rebar, sales strategist, TEDx speaker, and author, and my goal today is to connect you with making sales simple and fun. Every single week, I come right here live from my Facebook business page and we connect about sales. Well, I have been working with a vast array of amazing clients, and this week something keeps coming up. Many of them are experts in their field. They've created courses, programs, digital offers, and live workshops. Let me know in the comments if you've also created those. I bet you have. So many people, especially in the online space, when they decide to hang up their shingle, they think this is going to be great. I'm gonna make money in my sleep. I'm gonna have a digital program. And what ends up happening is they're fishing in the same pond, using the same words to describe their offer as everybody else. Ever hear that before? Ever feel that way before? Have you ever launched an offer and it just fell into the din of all the other noise that was happening around you? If that has ever felt like your experience, I wanna tell you, it's not your fault. You 100% are fishing in an old stale pond. So here's my first thing. There's three big things I'm going to reveal to you today. The first thing when it comes to selling to corporations is I want you to lift up the pole and I want you to go put it in a new pond. So if all of us have been casting our reels in the same pond every single week and continuing to talk to the same people about the same thing in the same way, then how are you ever going to stand out? Number one is this. We talk about red ocean versus blue ocean. Why not just make your own oceans? Go to a new pond. The problem that most of the people that I work with believe is that they think, oh my goodness gracious, well, who's gonna wanna talk to me at IBM or at these big corporations? Why would they want little old me to help them out with their fill in the blank, whatever you're the expert in, their website, their marketing, their sales, their copywriting, all the different specialties that you have crafted and mastered over time that you've created training and courses and development around. So this being said, number one, 70% of corporations, this is from statistics that are shown wildly today, 70% bring in outsourced experts to do in-person and now digital workshops, conferences, and courses to help professional development within their own organization. So why wouldn't that be you? So number one, pick up your pole, go to a new pond, make your own ocean. Forget red ocean, blue ocean, make a new ocean. Number two, the question I get is, okay, once they believe that this is possible, then they're wondering, well, where do I start? So the number two biggest step that people miss is you gotta find your Bob. So what does this mean? So number two is I create this system called heat mapping. And what it means is when I say find your Bob, when I sold to companies like IBM, I didn't sell to IBM, this big monolithic organization. I sold to Bob. So you gotta find your Bob. So going to the company's website, going to wherever they publish digitally. I'm sure they have lots of publishing. Everybody has a social and digital footprint nowadays, and find your Bob. He is somewhere. Look on your connections. Are you connected on a social platform? Maybe LinkedIn. Can you get connected? And finding that creative way to come in from the side and say, listen, I want to connect with you. Let's have a conversation. It is definitely not as hard as many people make it out to be. And so this is what I did for 20 years. I love it. It's the best. And when I see these amazing, smart business people having digital offers and programs and workshops that they've been running digitally and live, and yet two crickets launching, it breaks my heart. So make your new ocean, find your Bob, and number three, continue the conversation. This is not a transactional deal. This is not, hey, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, I'm gonna put it up and it's an impulse buy. This is an opportunity to have a continued developing relationship. So it might take 5, 10 conversations over time. Now, how much time? Well, that depends. We don't want it to take too much time, because otherwise then you're just playing the warm-up star to the you're just playing the warm-up to the star who's actually gonna come in and make the deal. So you don't wanna be just the warm-up, you want to be the star. To be able to do that, you've gotta be willing to continue the conversation. In other words, never, write this down, ever, wait for them to call you. Never say, oh yeah, that's great. Well, you have the information you asked for, so just get a hold of me whenever you can. Oh no, red velvet rope, your time is precious. You 100% want to be in charge of when you talk next, but you need to talk next. So making sure that every time you have that connection, you're always making the next appointment for the next connection, even if it feels like it's going along at a molasses pace. Ultimately, this is the case. People make decisions, no matter who those people work for, whether they work for themselves, whether they work for big multi-departmental corporations, it's the people that make the decisions. And so if you can honestly have one conversation at a time with one person at a time, you will be able to crack this code. Now, if all of this feels fuzzy and you're like, that's great, Renee, okay, I understand. Big corporations are outsourcing, got it. Okay, I have a digital program. Yes, I'd like to add zeros to the end of that. Yes, I 100% feel confident that I could teach them if I knew how to get a hold of them. Okay, you've given me some ideas to start, but then what do? How do I continue the conversation with them? If this all feels fuzzy, then I encourage you to continue the conversation with me. This is what I do. This is what my clients say they love about me, is that I'm giving them so many new creative ways to connect with the people that need them, to make sales simple and fun. It truly does not have to be hard. And so in that vein, I would encourage you to click the link and make sure you continue the conversation for you and the people who truly need you. Until then, I'll see you next week. Have a great day.